Today on the Daily Scoop podcast from the Scoop News Group, CISA is building an automated ransomware warning program, and net neutrality is back. Happy Friday. It's April 26, 2024. Welcome to the Daily Scoop podcast, where you'll hear the latest news and trends facing government leaders. I'm the host of the Daily Scoop podcast, Billy Mitchell. Here are today's top headlines. By the end of the year, the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency plans to launch an automated vulnerability warning program to alert organizations that are running software with vulnerabilities being exploited by ransomware gangs, the agency's director, Jen Easterly, said this week. Currently running in a pilot phase, the program is mandated by the Cyber Incident Reporting for Critical Infrastructure Act of 2022 and aims to reduce the number of ransomware attacks by getting the owners and operators of vulnerable systems to patch them before they can be infiltrated. Speaking at an event hosted by the Institute for Security and Technology, Easterly said the pilot is focused on reducing the prevalence of ransomware by using vulnerability scanning tools to let businesses know if they have vulnerabilities that need to be patched. CISA has issued 2,049 warnings since the pilot was launched last January. It has since expanded to include CISA's database of known exploited vulnerabilities and common misconfigurations that can be linked to ransomware attacks. In other news, on Thursday, the FCC voted to reinstate net neutrality. The 3-2 vote by FCC commissioners will ban internet service providers from blocking or throttling the speeds their customers receive when browsing the web and downloading files. The move restores tough rules that were rescinded during the Trump administration and will likely fan the flames for major legal battles with the broadband industry. Earlier in the week before the vote, CyberScoop reporter Tim Starks keyed in on part of the net neutrality rule that isn't making headlines, but that government officials have labeled as the, quote, most important part of the internet you've probably never heard of. The Border Gateway Protocol, or BGP, is a set of technical rules for internet data routing. Officials like FCC Chairwoman Jessica Rosenworcel and CISA Director Jen Easterly have argued that the U.S. is lagging behind on BGP security. And now that net neutrality is reinstated, the FCC said in its proposed rule from earlier in April, the commission is in a stronger position to address vulnerabilities threatening the security and integrity of BGP. Not everyone, though, is a fan of that possibility. When the FCC first contemplated regulations on BGP 2 years ago, U.S. Telecom, which represents companies like Verizon and AT&T, suggested that the FCC's claims to regulatory authority on the matter were legally dubious. For more top news and insights at the intersection of the federal government and technology, visit fedscoop.com. Thanks so much for tuning in to another episode of the Daily Scoop podcast, available on all podcast platforms. If you've already rated the podcast on your platform of choice, thanks so much. High ratings and good reviews of the show help more people to find it. The Daily Scoop podcast is a production of the Scoop News Group in Washington, D.C. Adam Butler and Carlin Fisher help put the show together, and the entire Scoop News Group team contributes. We'll be back next week with more top headlines. Until then, as always, I'm your host, Billy Mitchell. Thanks so much for listening.